As he spoke thus, her knees grew feeble, and her very soul, when she recognized the tokens which Odysseus truly told. Then, bursting into tears, she ran straight toward him, threw her arms around Odysseus' neck, and kissed his face, and said, "Odysseus, do not scorn me. Ever before you were the wisest of mankind. The gods have sent us sorrow, and grudged our staying side by side to share the joys of youth and reach the threshold of old age. But do not be angry with me now, nor take it ill that then, when I first saw you, I did not greet you thus. For the heart within my breast was always trembling. I feared some man might come and cheat me with his tale. Many a man makes wicked schemes for gain. Nay, Argive Helen, the daughter of Zeus, would not have given herself to love a stranger if she had known how warrior sons of the Achaeans would bring her home again back to her native land. And yet it was a god prompted her deed of shame. Before, she did not cherish in her heart such sin, such grievous sin, but from which began the woe which stretched to us. But now, when you have clearly told the tokens of our bed, which no one else has seen but only you and I and the single servant Actarus, whom my father gave me on my coming here to keep the door of our closed chamber, you make even my ungentle heart believe." So she spoke, and stirred still more his yearning after tears, and he began to weep, holding his loved and faithful wife. As when the welcome land appears to swimmers whose sturdy ship Poseidon wrecked at sea, confounded by the winds and solid waters, a few escape the foaming sea and swim ashore. Thick salt foam crusts their flesh. They climb the welcome land and are escaped from danger. So welcome to her gazing eyes appeared her husband. From round his neck she never let her white arms go, and rosy-fingered Dawn had found them weeping, but a different plan the goddess formed, clear-eyed Athena. She checked the long night in its passage, and at the ocean stream she stayed the gold-throned Dawn, and did not suffer it to yoke the swift-paced horses which carry light to men, Lampus and Phaeton, which bear the dawn. And now to his wife said wise Odysseus, "Oh, wife, we have not reached the end of all our trials yet. Hereafter comes a task immeasurable, long, and severe, which I must needs fulfill. For so the spirit of Tiresias told me, the day when I descended to the house of Hades, to learn about the journey of my comrades and myself. But come, my wife, let us to bed, that there, at last, we may refresh ourselves with pleasant sleep."